Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and how are you? It's been a few weeks since we've been on. And I'm going to bring our person right on right now, Mr. J. Logan. Mr. Logan, how are you today?
I am doing very good today in sunny California with a little bit of overcast, but it's going to be sunny later.
You know what I find unfair, Mr. Logan, is that no matter how it is here, okay, you always seem to have a great day out there in San Francisco. It's never too hot. Am I wrong about that one?
You're kind of right. Yeah, I hate to say it, but you're on point with that. We have some great days out here.
Well, you know, I find that a little unfair because even when I came out a couple of times during the fall weather, it was a little unfair that your weather was still pretty good and ours was so cold.
Well, at least you guys get real snow and you get all the seasons. You get all the seasons there and that's what's wonderful about the East Coast. We don't get all the seasons, so we miss out on a lot of things. Your Christmas are wonderful.
Yes, I know. We do have a beautiful Christmas, but don't forget, you are originally from New York. I know you don't like everyone to know that. Jay, we've been away for so long. We've had so much work to do, you know. I'm working on the project for Listen Give and revamping Listen Give, and still we have more surprises for next week. You know, it's been a long road, hasn't it, between Parents, Kids, Music, and Listen Give, and then we're revamping for our audience. Isn't it exciting?
Yeah. Very exciting, but we've been working really hard because we have great surprises in store for everyone next week. So the audience will know that we've been up to something.
Yes, and I know that we've been telling our audience for a while we've been up to something, but you know how it is. When you're running a business, there are so many leaps and bounds that come into place, you know, and mm-hmm. you just never know. And, you know, with the loss of my mother and, you know, and everyone trying to take care of their parents and so forth, it really is something. And I think, Jay, one day we have to do a show on that, you know, what it's like when you have to become a caregiver for your parents or when you lose your parents. I think one of our – actually, it was Yesenia Cardona, who was on our show in the past, who was a person who really focused on caregiving, you know, and what that's like. So I think we should do a show on that. I know that she wanted to come back, you know. So, you know, I really wanted to go right in. One of the things, Jay, if you would share, I couldn't help. I really went into that – you know, the information we're going to talk about with the students, it is so alarming what you have to share with us today about students and cheating.
Yeah, it's really, really alarming. Studies find more students are cheating. Not just the students are having a hard time in school, Gail, but the high achievers, with no exception, they are cheating. Large scale of cheating is going on, has been uncovered over the last year, kind of fact. Stuyvesant High, and you know the school in Manhattan, and also Air Force Academy, and most recently Harvard. You know, and this is really unfortunate that with the use of these smartphones and the internet, and you know, kids are collaborating with each other and they're cheating, and a lot of the professors at the schools, they're unable to really catch these kids because they have so many students and the classes are so full. So I feel sorry for some of the teachers there because they can't really keep up. The student behavior and attitudes show that a majority of these students violate a lot of the standards of the academy's integrity. And I just wonder, Gail, what do you think about this? I mean, do you think you should be able to bring your smartphones to class or your laptops?
Well, you know, Jay, you and I have had this. I know you believe in gadgetry and technology, and I do too. But this is exactly what I was talking about too much of the internet is available to students. It takes them away from learning. And yes, parents, I'm saying this to you today. By you allowing your kids to use so much of the gadgetry, they're not thinking for themselves. And as parents who feel that a lot of your parents didn't give you the okay to do certain things, you allow your children to not have the necessary discipline that they need. And this is what we come to. So we have to go back to some of the old ways that our parents raised us on and even our parents' parents so that it can be instilled in a child that sense of accomplishment through their own efforts. And even some of the from what I saw, Jay, in the article that you said, oh, my God, even some of the teachers are going along and aiding and abetting in this. This is why we need the teacher and parent partnership. Mixed in with that, we have a lot of mental illness in schools with children that's not being addressed, that by putting them on technology gadgets, it hasn't become so tensely and extreme to the gadgets that they can't also function every day as well. There's so many things that need to be dealt with. I mean, this article opened up a can of worms, really, to tell you the truth. I mean, how did you take this, Jay, having children of your own?
Well, I think it's so easy now because the internet has the access of the internet has made cheating so much easier, and enabling my daughter to connect instantly with answers and friends and to consult them and tell them the answers. And I mean, it's really really hard to keep on top when you're a parent. It's very hard to stay on top of this because you can't watch your kids like every 5 seconds. So it's really hard right now in this world. When, I don't want to date myself, but when I grew up, we didn't have all this access, so we couldn't really, call Bob or John or get on the internet and email somebody and copy their paper through the internet instantly like that, We actually had to see the paper at school, but you can go home now, get on the internet, they can email you all the questions. You have the same questions in class when you turn your paper in. So it's very hard to keep, it's very, very difficult as a parent. So I think the best thing, Gail, is you must instill this in your kids that cheating is wrong, and make it a point and keep harping on this with them throughout grade school and in college, letting them know that there's a set of rules and behavior habits that they simply have to follow.
Well, I know I was just taken, I was really taken back by it, Jay. I really was. I just couldn't believe it. And it just told me that to really listen to my own thoughts, that I wasn't off in the thoughts that I had. Not to say that I'm right about anything, but it just really is amazing. All the young people I know, even my own nieces, they learn by their own brain. They do not cheat in school. They're not allowed to. We don't allow them on the computer all the time.
And also, yes. Gail, it's the institutions, too. They do a very poor job in making these boundaries clear and consistent. They kind of let it go by. Really pounded into their students. A lot of times there's policy, school policies, and they have academic honesty thing that you have to read before you read the rules. A lot of kids, they don't read it, they disregard it, and they don't even know what the rules are. And they end up going to school all this time. They think it's cool. It's cool to look over or, copy a page or get on the internet and paste and glue the answers. Online, you look at some of the online classes when they allow kids to go home and take these classes online. I mean, it's so easy to cheat at home. I mean, you can just copy it. so I can send it to you, hey, I did the online thing too, and here's my answers. So we really, really need to get a hold of this and control some of this cheating or it's going to get worse. And this is, it doesn't matter. A lot of kids believe that their whole thing is just give me the answer now, I'll be a role model later. That's the attitude, and that's the wrong attitude there.
It's so true, And, I'm really excited just really excited with Nick's guest because I've known her for a long time, and her name is Christine Berrios, and she really is, with her family, Joe and Pura Berrios, what they call entrepreneurship and, the story of entrepreneurship. And I really, I'm so excited to talk about her, Jay. It's really exciting because this is what you and I do every day. So, without further ado, we'll talk about the Apple and all of those things later. I'm going to bring on Chrissy. Are you really ready for this, Jay? I'm really excited.
Yes, I'm ready.
We have a lot of a lot of executives and everything on, but this to me is like the most exciting.
Just do it.
Good afternoon, Ms. Christine Berrios. How are you today?
Good afternoon, Ms. Gill. I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for having me on.
No problem, and I want to introduce you to my favorite person in the world, Mr. Jay Logan, my co-host here, who is based in San Francisco.
Oh, wonderful. Hi, Mr. Jay. How are you?
Hi, Ms. Chris. It's wonderful that you're on our show. I'm doing very well. Hope you're doing the same.
Great. Thank you.
Well, you know, Chris, you know that I'm more than excited today about having you on.
Oh, I'm so excited, too.
You know,
such
to have you
this is such a great show, and I appreciate you even thinking of having me on. Thank you.
Oh, I mean, what you and your parents create is part of, you know, the entrepreneurship experience, you know, it's amazing.
Mm.
It really is. And we just can't wait to get started. So if we can have some fun with you, would that be okay with you?
Oh, absolutely. You know me, I'm all about having fun.
So we're going to start with, you know, one of the first things, you know, I'd like to, you know, let you know is that, you know, is that we're so excited to have you, especially from my home of Jersey City, you know. And this is just amazing because your parents, I believe, have been in business for over 45 years. Am I correct?
That's correct. Almost 40. It's been 44 years since 1968 they've been in business, yes.
Oh,
in Jersey City at this location. Mm-hmm.
Well, we won't, they're still 21, okay?
They will love to hear that. Always for, and forever 21, absolutely.
Yeah. So we wanted to know, how did your family get started actually in the ice cream parlor business?
Well, my father, he bought a deli, and so he first started off at this location as a deli, selling snow cones and making his own syrups for those snow cones. And it eventually just, it grew from there. You know, instead of the business being mostly about the fruits and the vegetables that he would buy from Manhattan and bring them over and sell them, it became more about the syrups and the homemade snow cones, and it grew into other aspects. Then it grew into the sherbets, the coconut sherbet, which is what we were originally known for. And then through the years, it's just grown into all of these different flavors of ice cream as well.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's amazing. And, you know, I think Jay has a question for you as well.
Sure. Yes, Chrissy, I had a question, and this question was, when your mom and dad started the ice cream parlor, did they ever think that they would be doing it for this long and be this successful?
Oh, I do not think so. I do not know. I mean, I'm sure they hoped, you know, when they first opened, it was tough. I'm sure just like how it is now with the economy, you know, they were a young married couple. You know, it was very humble beginnings. They tried all they could. They did homemade candies. They did the snow cones, like I said. So they were an average couple beginning a life together and trying to make a strong foundation and build a career, you know, to sustain the life. So fortunately, it worked out.
Gail, I wanted to add to that. I just wanted to know, did Chrissy, did you get your hand in the cookie jar a lot since, you know, it was your parents and you had to eat pretty much all the good stuff, and me and Gail had to eat the, you know, pretty much Wheaties and stuff. I was wondering, did you get to eat all the beef?
I'm sorry, say that again?
I was teasing Gail, and we had to eat the Wheaties. Did you get to eat all the candies and good things and the syrups and the ice creams?
Well, you know what? My parents, my father particularly, was very strict growing up. So ironically, no. We had to sometimes sneak downstairs because the family, my three older sisters and I, we lived in the building where the store was on the first floor. So we had to sneak down in the middle of the night to grab some ice cream because my father is still and was very healthy. We barely even got to have chips and chew gum and have candy. So, You'd think it would have been the best thing in the world to have an ice cream store, but we really, you know, weren't allowed to have too much.
Oh, wow.
Yes. I mean, we eat it now all the time, and we enjoy it. But, you know, it's a lifestyle of moderation, you know. You have to have a healthy balance, and, you know, we didn't abuse it then. We don't abuse it now. And which is also why, with my father being so health conscious, we focus on a lot of fruits and we focus on a lot of different flavors that can add to the experience of having ice cream, but also, you know, incorporating some healthful choices into it as well.
You know, speaking of that, I'm sorry, Chrissy, did we stop you there?
No, I was just going to say, which also the ginger. The ginger is very medicinal, and I know, Gail, you enjoy the ginger. And you appreciate having that and knowing that it's good for you, you know, not, it's still ice cream, so you can't have so much all the time, but, you know, we definitely like that balance of offering more than just an ice cream treat.
Well, you know, one of the things about the medicinal purposes that we know about her dad in the neighborhood, and also just, you know, in general, you know, you involve the community a lot. You seem to be well-known in the community, you know. And earlier when your parents first started, what were some of the things they did to involve the community around them?
They were always so involved, you know, with the church. And I don't know the specifics of what they did, but I know, you know, it was just always from the heart and helping, and we always – you know, I know, especially with my parents, they had a lot of help in the beginning with family and friends. And, you know, we always remember those moments, and we always help whenever we can and however we can. In many ways. There's been so many different situations, community events, church functions. There's been, you know, Katrina, Hurricane. We did a whole big event fundraiser. So we're always, wherever there's a need, we try to be involved if we have the means to be able to be involved. And fortunately, we have been blessed to be able to be involved, and we're grateful for that. So we do whatever we can in any way, big and small.
Wow.
Yes. Yes, I understand that your dad had a mentor from the University of Puerto Rico in agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
Did this help him with determining the best ingredients in his ice cream?
You know, it helped him build a good foundation. I don't know the specifics of that, but I'm sure it has. I'm sure it has. My father is a very self-taught man as well, and he's always looking to learn and research and better understand the foods that we put in our body. For preventative measures and also just to deal with health issues that he has genetically as well. So he's always looking to find ways to make the ice cream better, incorporate better ingredients. You know, we haven't gotten so much into the organics or anything like that just yet. Maybe in the future we will, but he's always had a lifestyle of eating organically and fresh, as much fresh food as possible. So we try to incorporate that as much as we can. But I think it is more of his personality of wanting to surround himself with the best ingredients and offer that to the community through the ice cream.
Wow. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
you know, there's so many, there's like even soursop, which we offer, which is a tropical fruit. We used to call it guanabanas, which is the Spanish word for it. But soursop, they're finding out so many beautiful benefits, anti-cancer benefits. There's so many fruits that are really doing, coming up in a lot of research that have really benefits to our bodies. So we're so happy that we are able to, you know, show some of these fruits that a lot of the community might not normally have in their day-to-day life or have even heard of or seen a picture of. So when we renovated, we put a lot of the fruit collages on the window just to just inform them of all these varieties of helpful fruits and vegetables to incorporate, you know, not just with the ice cream, but maybe in their life in general.
Okay. Well, I have a question for you.
Okay.
What role has your mother played in the business?
My mother is the organized, she's the innovative, creative driving machine. My father's focused on the products and creating the products in a way, and my mother is the business-minded. She's focused on so many important things, but she has the beautiful business mind of how can we use this in the business and how do we use this for the community and be involved and just the organizing, the main parts of what else, the other components to making the ice cream. She's involved in everything. She's really made it what it is today. Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. We hear that your mother has a specific formula. So this is right up the alley for the measures of the ingredients to make sure each customer is given mm-hmm. the right amount of ice cream for the cones, shakes, sundaes, and the like. Was
Absolutely.
This trial and error? It's a wonderful formula, so I was just wondering if she had to go through trial and error around this.
Oh, yes. Always. It's always a trial and error. You know, it's the basis is to be consistent. You know, we do have a lot of girls working with us, and a gentleman at this time, but for everyone to make the same product so that if a customer comes and orders a milkshake or a smoothie or anything else with one person or another the next day, it's the same consistent product. We strive to do that. And it has been a work in progress. We're always trying to find ways to improve, you know, and even recently we're looking to make our vanilla syrup better than what it is now. And, you know, we're always looking to work with it, but we do value consistency. That's what we believe makes a business successful. You know, you have to go in and customers have to feel like they know what they're going to get and they're going to get it or better, hopefully, and no matter who's serving them.
I was going to ask you, what role does your father play in the business?
Right now, I'm trying to have him retire, as well as my mother. So they are in a good stage in life, I hope. You know, they come and go as they please. My father still helps make some ice cream and all the syrup, and when he chooses to do so. So I'm trying to take over as much as I can so that they can just relax and enjoy life and really be in their retirement years the way it should be, you know, no stress and just continue to work if they want to because I believe, you know, continuing to work is healthy and to keep them involved. It's a beautiful business. We enjoy it. We love the community that we're in and the customers and our staff. We really feel we have been blessed and they can't stay away. I try to have them stay away, but they're still involved. My mom still incorporated the cakes a couple of years ago, and so she's still overseeing with the cakes. Hopefully I will have her step aside a little bit more with that, but she is very, like, she likes to be hands-on, so you will still see my mother around doing the waffle cones and making cakes and doing the fun things, but it's mostly out of pleasure now. She doesn't have to do it, so she wants to do it, which is, I think, where we all strive to be, to do what we love to do because we want to do it.
Yeah, I was going to ask, I hear that your father made the ice cream daily, and was he the only one doing this, or did you and your sisters join in to help?
Yes, we make ice cream daily, and most of the ice cream I do make right now, and I strive for a balance in life as well. So, you know, on the day that I have off on Tuesday, my father continues to make the ice cream on Tuesdays. So, yes, yeah, between the two of us, we're making all the ice cream.
You know, one of the things I wanted to ask is what has your mother and father become entrepreneurs rather than work 9-to-5 jobs?
I don't know. They've always been into self-employment. My mother, we moved South Jersey in 1983 with the family, with my three sisters and myself and my parents. and we moved over there. So even when we left, my mother got into real estate, which was also an independent contracting. So it's always been that type of mentality and way that they've strived to live their life is to be in business for themselves, and it's worked for them.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get involved in taking over the operations recently? How did you do that?
I got involved around 2007, 2008. I've always been involved, as well as my sisters, my three sisters. We always helped as much as we could. But I got involved. My father was dealing with some health issues, and it really made it come to the forefront that we need to be more involved, and he needs to focus on his health and relax a little bit. So that was the real thing that sparked the immediate urgency to take over of all the pressures of owning your own business and the responsibilities. And so since then, he's been healthy and he's happy, and we hope it stays that way. But that was the reason I got involved. I really didn't expect to be involved the way I am now at this time. But I'm happy I am. I mean, it's the best thing I could have done.
Well, you know, I have a few questions for her, Jay, if you don't mind, sir. We just have a few more questions for you, Chrissy, and we won't keep you too long.
Sure,
you know,
no problem.
One of the things, you know, Jay, you know, as you and I are entrepreneurs, you know, ourselves, you know, and it's really hard being an entrepreneur, Chrissy. I'm sure you know and seen the ups and downs your father has gone through. We want to just recently talk about the fact that you went through, you know, a renovation with the building and with, you know, and really putting these pretty colors and things up. And we want the audience to know a little bit more about yourself. Now, I hear that you were in marketing. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, I was in marketing for a few years. I was a marketing director for a small company in Homedale. And we did marketing for Broadway, off-Broadway in New York, and also the New York City Opera and New Jersey Performing Arts Center in Newark, and that was such a fun job. I got to see maybe 50, 60 Broadway shows, off-Broadway shows, and in a matter of a couple of years, it was a wonderful time in my life, and it really has helped me to incorporate the skills I learned and developed in with this business as well.
Yes, and that's what I would like to come to. You know, since you've renovated, I know that you incorporated many of the new colors into the store. And, you know, I just really want people to know how you and your family are very much in partnership with each other in creating, you know, the colors and the marketing and everything.
Oh, yes.
You know,
the colors were, yes, I'm sorry.
No, I was going to ask you, and that's part we want to know about, that excitement you have and that exuberance you have about the creation part of the colors and everything. How did you come by recreating the colors and everything and then getting your mother and father's buy-in on it?
The colors, I really thought long and hard about the colors I wanted to incorporate. I knew from the beginning I wanted to have a warm feeling. I wanted to have colors that really were meaningful to me, especially knowing that I was going to be looking at them for every day for many years to come. You know, so I was really trying to create an energy and an environment that was positive and uplifting. But the colors, they really came to me. I was just inspired by the ice creams and the sorbets that we have and the fruits. And while I'm in the kitchen, I'm always looking at the purees that I'm making for the sorbets. And the colors just, it spoke to me. So a lot of these colors, like the green is for my avocado and green tea. The yellow is for my mango. The orange is the passion fruit. The purple is from my ube. The puree is such a rich, beautiful purple. The ice cream, when it's mixed with the ice cream, it gets to be a lighter purple. So I think you might not see the connection right away because the purees, the colors are so vibrant and strong. But when they are mixed with the creams, they definitely do change different color. And the berries. The berries are the main ones for my lychee and the strawberries. So they're all meaningful, all of these colors. And I had a friend, his name is Rody Martinez, and he helped me to put it together in a beautiful way. And I hope they're appealing to everyone else as much as I enjoy them.
Well, you know, Jay, one of the things I know that you haven't had a chance to come over and see, but when we do the next time, we'll definitely introduce you to Chrissy and her family. One of the things, Jay, that's really amazing about what her family has done here is that they've not only included, but, Jay, literally, there is a line around the block most days to get into get their ice cream. I mean, around
wow.
the corner and down the block. And they were closed for a year for renovation, and if you could imagine that the first day they offered ice cream free, no, and they were out before they know it. But one of the things I wanted to, you know, ask Chrissy about, and I know you had some questions for her too, Jay, is what do you think has led to the success of the entrepreneurship in your family with you, your mom, and your father, and your sisters? It looks like it's like a gold mine, and not in terms of just money, but the family unity, and that family unity reaches out to outside. What do you think has been your success in that area?
I think it's just being humble and appreciating what we have and the community that we're in, and it's a give and take. You know, we offer what we can as a business and as community members, and I hope that's part of the reason. You know, it's just having of the perspective in life that, you know, it's more than just ice cream. It's about the relationships we have with each other and our customers that come in all the time that we value and we don't take them for granted, and we appreciate the support that we have. You know, we are a small local business, and without Jersey City and the support of Jersey City, we wouldn't be here for as long as we have been. So it really is a community effort.
Wow. I have a question. I love to ask this question, Gil. And ice cream is such a community language. You know, who can turn on an ice cream cone, you know, in the community? I mean, it's just, it talks over everything. You know, he had ice cream, puts a smile on every little kid's face. The question I have is, we hear, which I'm so glad to ask this, we hear that you support education in your neighborhood and having many students work with you, and a lot of them have gone to college. I wanted to know a little bit about that, and how did you get started doing this, and did your sisters work in the store in the same way after they left school, after school? Did they come to the store and work?
I didn't clearly hear the first part of your question, but I heard the second part. And
let's just say that we'll say it to you again because I know Jay's mic is a little bit off. Both of us, actually. It says what he was asking is, you know, he knows that you support students in the neighborhood.
Yes.
Who have gone on to college at work with you. You know, mm-hmm. How did you get started doing this? Is that correct, Jay?
That is correct. Mm-hmm.
Oh, with our staff that works with us?
Yeah, how did you get started with supporting, you know, high school students also on to college as well?
Yeah, we're so grateful to have staff that's been with us for years and years, and we've seen them grow into beautiful adults, and we do actually have quite a few college students now working with us, and we've always valued education, and we know that the girls, I say girls because they are like our girls, and we mostly have women working with us, but this, it's a team family here, and we know it's lessons in life, and it's not just a place where they come to work, it's also a second family for them, so we support them, and we try to encourage them for better education and going on to college and living their dreams and doing better in the world. And we also support the local schools, too. We do hold a lot of class trips with Hamilton Park, Montessori. I have to give them a shout-out because they're always so wonderful, and they come all the time to the store. We do little field trips for the little kindergartners and first graders. So I think at a very young age we are involved with the schools and the children and you know, creating a positive environment so that they can just be themselves and enjoy their family. And I hope, you know, it does something positive for them.
Did your sisters work also? Did your sisters work after school?
Yes.
Did they come to the store? Okay.
Yes, yes, they did. We've always been involved in helping after school and, yeah, many years we've been involved. We did move away from the area for about maybe 20 years in 1983. And my father has always, you know, obviously with the business, he's been back and forth with Jersey City. But so there was a little bit of time where we weren't really around with the day-to-day helping out. But before 1983 and after in 2003, and so we came back. So we've always been involved.
I got one more question, Gil. I just want to know, being creative and being an ice cream entrepreneur, do you come up with your own original flavors? And I heard Gil saying you have ginger. And I was wondering, is there a list of original flavors that you have created or your dad has created that we could hear on air? A couple?
Oh, well, we have over 60 flavors. We have over 60 flavors, but we focus on the fruits, and we have a lot of the traditional flavors as well. I can list maybe the top flavors if you like, but we definitely have so much fun bringing new flavors to the community. We have fun with our avocado. We do jackfruit, lychee. We do mame. We do papaya. We do the soursop, passion fruit, and for the regular, the traditional flavor lovers, we have the chocolate peanut butter, we have coffee cookies, lots of coconuts, we have almond coconut, we have pineapple coconut, we have ube, which is a sweet potato, a purple sweet potato, purple yam, actually, and we have so many different flavors. We try to offer something for everyone. We have butterscotch. We carry lots of cheesecakes, strawberry cheesecake, and it's been over the years of accumulating these flavors, and the customers are very vocal with what they want and what they would like. Excuse me.
Wow.
We just had some recommendations for honey green tea, and we're thinking about doing that. So.
Wow. Well, I'm on a plane, Gil. I'm getting on a plane now, Gil, to come over there. I'm hungry. It sounds delicious.
Well, thank you.
You got me.
Well, you know, Jerry, one of the things I just wanted to let our audience know, because I think Chrissy is being a little shy about it. We have people from all over the world that have come to Torrico's Ice Cream, and there's a couple of facts that people should know. All of the ice cream is homemade. I mean, Jay, they literally buy boxes of fruit. Her father's back there. They even have the original wooden bucket that they use that he created and made to make the ice cream and the sherbets back in the day. And
wow.
They use fresh fruit. There is no, you know, Chrissy is back there. Yes, they may have some machines, but they are back there doing it themselves, hand-wise. And, you
wow.
know, there's fresh blueberries, fresh cream. You know, she talked about the strawberry cheesecake. Well, there's blueberry cheesecake. That's all made with fresh blueberries and fresh strawberries. They do
yeah.
not, you know, shy away on quality. It's 100% quality. And the other thing is their ice cream is always the same consistency, and it's consistent in taste. The ginger is made fresh, boiling ginger. That's all I can say, or her mother might beat me up. but the ginger and her mom and dad, they make that fresh by boiling the ginger. I mean, amazing. And they also have things called affogato, which is the
mm-hmm.
espresso with fresh ice cream in it, which I want to tell everyone, come on out for. So, Jay, this is why I was excited to have her on the show, because they're one family that does not skimp on the fresh products. The other thing I wanted to state about her mother and children, I believe that because her mother has such an organized way in which her business is set up with her father, I think
mm-hmm.
it's allowed students to come through and have an organized atmosphere that they may not have had at home because parents are working, whatever have you, that instilled
right.
in them a sense of feeling good about what they do and going to school with that sense of work ethic. So I think that those
yeah.
are some of the most important things, the same way that you raised Jelena, Jay, the same way that your family is, you know, and the same way we live by, you know, her mother so promotes that kind of atmosphere for students. And, you know, Chrissy, that was one of the things we were talking about at the start of the show, that we are reading now that students are not listening in school. They are actually cheating. Even students who are high-level acumen, have high-level acumen academically, they are actually cheating. I think by her mom offering this atmosphere, she shows that it's hard work, and you cannot get there by easy. We have too many parents who are paying for their students. Her mother and father did not instill this in Chrissy or her sisters. So I wanted to share that. And then the last question we have for you today, Chrissy, is what charity do you support and why?
Oh, yes, wonderful. We just started. We have, you had mentioned earlier, a hand crank machine that we just restored. And we made it into a donation box. And this is the first month that we're doing it. And we're featuring St. Lucie's Emergency Shelter, local to us on Grove Street. And we are just, you know, so honored to be able to have it in some kind of spotlight so that other people, if they so feel the desire to help others, give them an outlet for being able to do so. And we're excited. We're excited to see. I just spoke with earlier also the person from St. Lucie's, and he was explaining to me, his name is Tom Johnson. Any little thing, you know, there's so many people that are having a tough time. We understand the economy is tough. And, you know, as little as, you know, razors and cereal and underwear and things like that they're looking for, and whatever we can help with and offer, we're just happy to be involved and a part of helping the community and to people who need it. You know, we all have our moments where we need help. So we are glad to be able to feature St. Lucie's Emergency Shelter this month. We're going to try to have a different local shelter charity to highlight every month, and we'll see how it goes. But we're really excited to be able to have this in our store and really put the thought not about us, about others. So we're really proud of it and excited.
Well, Jay, do you have any more questions for Chrissy before we leave?
No, I'm wondering, do you have an ice cream truck that goes around the neighborhood? I'm wondering, do you deliver? And that's my last question.
Yeah. Anytime you'd like. I'll send someone over to San Francisco for you.
Okay, Chrissy. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. I really appreciate you having me on. Thank you so much.
Okay, and thank you, Chrissy. And if, can you tell people where they can go to like your Facebook page? We have put it on our site, but we'd like to, if you wouldn't mind telling them, where they can like your Facebook page and when your website is done.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I'm on a mission to have some more likes and check-ins on the Facebook. It's Tirico's Premium Homemade Ice Cream. And Tirico's is Torico. And, yeah, you can find us. We have a web Facebook page ready to go. Thank you so much, Gail.
No problem. We just asked to go check in on Foursquare because I'm trying to become mayor there.
Yeah.
Of the place. So thank you again.
I know, yes.
Thank you so much. And we're so glad to have you on. I mean, Jay, as we always say, this is what it's about, having someone who's an entrepreneur and giving back to the community. So thank you for being on and being so interested in explaining how your family got started and how your family has maintained their family life and brought that out in the community to help other young people learn what family is and what work ethic is.
Yes, thank you. We're glad to be involved and do what we can. Thank you very much, Gail. Appreciate it.
All right, have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Jay. All right, have a beautiful day. God bless you both.
Bye-bye.
Well, Jay, that was great. I mean, I think she was only supposed to be on for 15 minutes. But it was very interesting because allowing us to go to those intricate places where, you know, entrepreneurship is really felt. Can you imagine they've been in business since 1958?
That's incredible. That's a long time to be selling ice cream. And I mean, you would have to be an expert, if not the best ice cream in the world. That's a long time. That's a wow. you know.
And the father is self-taught. I mean, he learned a lot from a mentor of his at the University of Puerto Rico for agriculture. I think that's amazing.
Oh, yeah. That's amazing, and all the things that she does in the community with the kids. I mean, ice cream is a great universal language, like I was saying. It just cuts through everything. You know, let's go have an ice cream, and it doesn't matter what you are, which background you come from. You can always offer that, and that breaks the ice. The ice cream.
It does. Do you remember our old guest Matt Forrest when he talked about how people would come together and the families would come together and actually have a pizza party at home, and the kids would get together and just play, and it wouldn't be on electronic games. And this is just a recent, you know, earlier this year. It's like that's what ice cream does.
Right, exactly the same thing. It does it, and it tastes better too than the pizza.
Exactly. Yes, it does. You know, Jay, you know, we have two more things to share with our audience, and then we're finished for the day. One of those things is Carson Daly from The Voice. Okay? The Voice is rocking out X Factor and American Idol because it's becoming a social show. They're allowing people to vote on Facebook. They're allowing people to vote in so many places. And, yes, they're taking the audience members on the journey with the artists, but it's just a social show, guy, and they're not even worrying. I mean, even American Idol is getting a little, you know, I've been noticing in the news lately, they're getting a little scared so themselves. Okay?
Yeah, I noticed that, and it's no way that American Idol now can compete, like what you're saying, with the social media, people getting involved. I don't know how, even though Mariah Carey is going to join the show and Nicki Minaj, I don't see how it's going to compete because The Voice just includes everyone. And it's amazing, Gail, how you even audition. You know, like, you know, American Idol, they and X Factor, they come around to your cities. The Voice, you send a videotape in, or you send an email in with your video singing, and they select you that way, which they don't, the money doesn't have to go to bring these huge rigs to your city. They can save the money for the show and make the show better, which is a whole different way of having a show. So I don't know what these other shows are going to do. I really enjoy The Voice, and I'm glad you brought that up, you know, because it's amazing with this social media.
You know, I tell you, it's like, it's so wild. And he said he believes, Carson Daly said he believes in a digital democracy. You know, he has a love for interactivity, and the social aspect of the Dutch's version of The Voice is what piqued Daly's interest in doing the U.S. version. But the thing is, it says, can The Voice inspire MTV or Daly to bring TRL back today? Fans surely want it. And he says that, you know, it's been really cool. There's a resurgence, but he's not sure if it would work today with today's, you know, scripted reality shows. But, you know, he said there's a method for everyone, and they have a Voice Live app, which comes out during the live voting rounds. I think that's amazing. And for Facebook, NBC, and tablet allows viewers to chat online, participate in question and answer sessions, watch video highlights organized by what's popular on Twitter, and play a fantasy football-like game based on a point system. I see that rock.
Right.
That's what it is. That's so rock because our music industry is going to the pop, but that's a whole nother time, okay? And you know what else, Shay? I love this article that you brought here today about the students because this is what tells us why we need music history, music instruments back in the school and more physical education to balance out because kids feel a need to cheat. This
right.
is why it's so important to take them off the digital divide that they're in. You know, like I love what Carson Daly says. It gives people a chance to come together, but it also allows people to cheat, quite frankly. And this is, again, people are so busy online. And I have to tell you, Jay, Facebook is so addictive because I'll get on and say I'm only going to post this, and I'm still on. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's the most addictive, so I'm just excited. I also want to say a shout-out to Robin Crespo of Mosquito Armor, one of our partners of Listen Give. We have some amazing things to share about what Robin Crespo, Evan Rommel, Michelle Gibbs, who is all of his partners, Finney Matthews, Martha Brown, all of these people are working at Mosquito Armor called Code Purple. So So look up coldpurpleevents.com. We have some amazing, amazing things that will be announced next week. We're part of their global malaria campaign, and I'm so excited. Jay Logan is a part of it. Mariana Grant, Phineas Robert, also known as Finestro, Debbie Williams, Leonard of Black Eyes Productions. We are so excited. Dan Orr, okay, with Lounge Noun Records, Dwayne and Mikkel of Patent Leather, the group Patent Leather, you know, and Jay is also a part of that group, Patent Leather. You know, we are all excited. We are all partners at Listen and Give, and we just can't wait to rock this out. And also a shout-out to Mr. Tabani, who is in South Africa, that will be supporting their school. Atesh Munga and Neha Jain of the Art of Living with the Yes Plus course for school kids around the globe. Jay, I am so excited that I can't hardly sit in my seat for next week. Do you hear me?
Yeah,
I can't.
Sounds good.
I can't wait. So, Jay, let's bring the show out with the Apple iPhone 5. What do you have to tell us about it, although it sounds like the same old stuff to me? But go ahead.
Well, everybody knows the new iPhone was revealed today. I'm San Francisco, the city of my choice right now. But I'm from New York. The iPhone has a bigger screen, and everybody's loving the bigger screen. But, Gail, what it doesn't have is YouTube. Did you know that it's not? The contract ran out. So those who buy this new iPhone will not have the YouTube app at all. So I don't know what they're going to do about that. But there's some other great features, which they had a thing called Smart Pass, which you now could pretty much put your boarding pass or your credit card, or you can scan your movie tickets. You can do all this from your iPhone. It's kind of like your iPhone becomes your wallet. And so you could do all that stuff on your iPhone, which is kind of cool. I think that's great. The iPhone is taking on a bigger challenge. Now, everybody knows Siri. Siri is the talking app that's in the iPhone. Now she's able to do more things now, answer more questions, give more directions. And so she's moved on to stage two in the new operating system, OS 6. OS 6 is a great new operating system that does more multitasking. Those who have the 4S are able to download iOS 6 in their phone, and that's a great thing. What you won't be able to do is use your same power cord with your iPhone. So if you have an old power adapter, throw it out the window, will not work with the new iPhone. So basically they have gone, this is Tim Cook's new, he's the new CEO, and this is his baby. We're going to see what happens. They expected to sell in the next 3 months 10 million iPhone 5s. So we're going to see what happens. This is very exciting for Apple, and that's what they were doing.
Okay. All right. I do have a MacBook, and I do have an iPad, but I still love my PC as well. And here's some things for Apple. I will not put all my information on an iPhone 5 for someone to steal it, because when the 4S came out, people were stealing them left and right. Could you imagine all my information? That's pretty much my life. I love it. You know, I'll see. I may even, Jay, don't fall on the floor. I may even get the iPhone 5. Do not fall on the floor, okay, Jay?
Oops. Okay. I got fell already.
Okay, you know what? It's time for us to close out, because he's really going to tease us audience members. He's really going to tease me. So, Jay, any parting words with we should tell our audience the new day that we're on. We're on every Wednesday. Am I right, Mr. Logan?
Yes, we are. Every Wednesday is the new day?
Yes, every Wednesday at 3 p.m. So that's the beginning of the new revampment for Listen Give. And any of you who would like to be a part of the Listen Give movement, you have to be an artist, an entrepreneur, or someone making a difference out there. You share what you're up to in life, and then you tell us what charity or cause you support, like, or are passionate about. And if you want to do that, please email us simply, listengive@gmail.com. Again, it's listengive@gmail.com. You put it to the attention of Jay or Gail, J-A-E-E, or Gail, G-A-I-L, and we will respond right away, okay? We are also going to be giving a contest for you to have the opportunity to co-host with myself and Jay or one of us. Okay? So please send your videos over to listengive@gmail.com and tell us why you would be a great host or you can go to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/listengive, and tell us why you think you would be a good, great co-host. We will have people vote on this, and you will be chosen. So, Jay, is there anything else you want to say before we close it out, sir?
Nothing else. I'm just going to make sure I get some of the ice cream when I come visit you. Still thinking about
it. Don't eat up all the ice cream, please, sir.
Okay.
Great talking to you, Jay, and we'll see you next week.
See you next week.